This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger. A September strike by thousands of women tea workers in India has prompted the creation of a new union to represent the workers. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seemari Ainsborough reports.
Women tea plant workers in southern India, who went on strike for 9 days in September, have formed their own union and are planning to contest local elections. The workers have elected one of their September strike leaders as the president of the new union. Lissy Sunny told the media that the decision to create a new union was accelerated when the established unions called a strike of their own and then refused to have representatives of the women's strike at the bargaining table. The established unions ended their 17-day strike by agreeing to an increase in the quota of picked tea leaves and to a wage increase lower than the women were demanding. The women weren't even allowed into the bargaining sessions. Thousands of women tea pickers started their unauthorized strike in response to a cut in their annual bonus, a cut that was agreed to by the established union leaders. Ms. Sunny explained that the women planned their family expenses in expectation of the bonuses. But this year, the bonus was cut with the agreement of the established unions and without consulting the women. The resulting 9-day strike by the women tea workers eventually reinstated part of the bonus. The major plantation where the women work is controlled by the giant multinational Tata. However, the plantation, the Cane and Devon Tea Company, is a worker-owned cooperative that was established when the original company declared bankruptcy a few years ago. The result has been that the union leaders and managers have become almost indistinguishable, according to Ms. Sunny. The union leaders, she says, were given free homes and schooling for their children as a way of buying them off. Ms. Sunny says the women expect to have their union formally recognized in the next few weeks. This is Seemari Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
There are about 230 million international migrants in the world, many of them having left their home countries in search of decent work. About 9 million of these migrants are trapped in forced labor, modern-day slavery. To better understand how labor unions can help protect and organize migrant workers, the Building and Woodworkers International held its first global migration conference in the Netherlands, October 5th and 6th, 2015. BWI is the global union federation which represents workers in the building, wood, and forestry sectors. I talked to Jin Suk Lee about the conference in the Netherlands and BWI's campaign for migrant workers. Ms. Lee is BWI's Migration, Gender, and Campaigns Director. I asked her first why the conference was organized and who attended it.
Well, this was our first global conference on migration, but we've had a global campaign on migrant workers' rights since 2009. And one of the main objectives of the conference was to bring together trade union leaders, as well as organizers and activists on the ground to reassess and reaffirm the work of BWI in implementing our global campaign at the global level, regionally and nationally. One of the positive elements in terms of who attended it was that there were a number of organizers who actually are there on the work sites talking to migrant workers and outreaching to migrant workers. So it gave them an opportunity to share their experiences, but also get a sense of, I would say, an uplifting or a sense of both the highs and lows of being an organizer, and particularly the challenge of outreaching to migrant workers.
Who are the migrants BWI is concerned about?
When you talk about migrants, it goes into a broad spectrum, anywhere from internal migrants to international migrants. But the focus of our campaign is looking at international migrants, and that means specifically workers from the countries of origin that can be either from the south or the north going to another country, crossing borders for workers in the BWI sectors. And that's, of course, clearly construction, wood and furniture industries, and forestry. Within the BWI sectors, migration or in search of work going from one city or even one country has been traditional. But it has increased phenomenally with the whole context of globalization and the establishment worldwide of these private recruitment agencies.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.